relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense, and they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of On for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The drought grows worse, and the string of record-high temperatures every day continues. This is day 7 today, but we're a week away from a big pattern change. Hang on. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, high temperatures in the upper 90s each day, still dry each day, and we're likely to tie or break record highs every day through Friday. Over the weekend, the record highs are gone. We're back down to about 92 to 94 for highs, with isolated to widely scattered storms. Then early next week, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front moving through, which will lower the temperatures quite a bit by the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Don't know who the Whistler is. The president is mad at him. Trump says that he's innocent. He's tweeting about it. Something about the old Ukraine. And right now we don't have a name. And who's mad is the Democrats. Impeach is what they say.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Yeah, that's what they say. Is there no end to this whole nightmare?
No.
Well, that'll be good for radio. It's Happy Hour. I'm Brad. Rosie riding shotgun. David Blackman coming up.
And here they are.
Oh, Jeb.
Please clap.
I got a text from the adorable Rich Thomas right after 12 today saying we've set another high temperature record already at lunchtime. That's 7 days in a row. We probably have a few more. I don't know what the total number of records for the whole summer is, but it's got to be a couple of dozen. But there's change coming.
Woohoo!
We just have to be patient. Were we not expecting people today?
Yes, 4 o'clock.
Oh. Well, okay then.
Yes.
I can set that aside for the moment.
Yes.
Market did not have, last I checked, a very good day. Yeah, it didn't end well. Dow was down 340 points. S&P down. Yeah. So I wonder what all the lemmings on Wall Street were freaking out over. I have an obligation to fulfill here.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Chris Arnold. Chris Arnold, you are this hour's name in the name game. You have till 4 o'clock to call us at 396-5477. 396-5477 if your name is Chris Arnold.
Do it live!
Yeah, that's the only way. That's Chris Arnold, 396-5477, and set yourself up to win. a year, once a month for a year, to be able to go to Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, which is one of the best in the whole state, for a relaxation, a one-hour relaxation massage to get the tension and cooties and other things that build up in us.
What a gift.
Yes. As far as today is concerned, I almost feel like, at least from a news cycle, we're living Groundhog's Day. Our friend Mr. Blackman, who will join us at 3:35, he's been on this, but he begins by quoting, "First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me." A quote from German Lutheran pastor Martin Niebler. I'm not sure. The font is a little bit weak. So now it's apparently illegal. The President of the United States is the only citizen of this country who is not allowed to tweet, to have legal counsel, to defend himself. It just gets crazier by the day. And with every passing day, my dark side begins to think, even with Trump, and I'm sure he will prevail, he's got the truth on his side. All over the place today, there's pictures of Joe Biden, his son, and the Ukrainians playing golf in 2015. We have the tape, I played it 100 times, I'm sure you've heard it to death, of Joe Biden admitting, yeah, look at me, I'm quite the politician. I twisted the Ukrainian government's arm and got my son Hunter a nice $50,000 a month job, even though it doesn't know anything about Ukraine or oil or gas or any of that, consulting fee.
What I could do with $50,000 a month.
Would you like to know what I've done with $50,000 in the past?
Yeah, I know.
That's why I can't get too critical of Hunter Biden, but yeah. Hunter Biden has no known skill set of any kind that I know of. So just dad looking out. It's only natural for a dad to want to help a kid. You would hope that it would be legal. And when I hear a sitting vice president talking about bullying a foreign government, or we're going to take our $1 billion and go home, that's a little bit different. So, and with the market, I don't know what the market's reacting to today. If it's trade, Trump facing new signs of a weakening economy and amid impeachment probe. For what? They're reacting to that? When does Bill Barr get off his fat ass and start doing something to bring... anybody that's paying attention on our side knows what happened in 2016, who the real Russian colluders are. It's all there. And frankly, we're tired of excuses. We're tired of thumb twiddling. We want to see something done. Hillary Clinton remains the grease pig that whose main accomplishment in the last 20 years has been avoiding indictment for any number of things, going all the way back to Whitewater and Travelgate and all that stuff. And she's still running around the country in her tent dress, mumbling drunkenly at people. It's unbelievable. It's pretty obvious to me that our intelligence assets weren't used to keep the country safe. They were used to keep the Democratic Party safe and the deep staters safe. So when does something get done? It's been building like a dam, and the dam needs to break. And if it doesn't happen in, I'll just use the word soon for lack of a better adverb, I fear how the building energy behind all this is going to break out, because people are sick of it. I know there's a woman's march that's planned, I think, 2 weeks from Saturday. I think the bikers, they like to descend on D.C. from time to time and make their feelings known. So, we'll see. Oh, the new boom is out today.
Woohoo!
I got a nice note from Mark Cumby. Thank you for your boom articles. This one is kind of a then and now sort of thing. Ah, yes, you're leading a charmed life, mister. It's a chance to meet my grandpa. He's not my actual blood grandpa. He's a step-grandpa, because both my parents came from divorced backgrounds. But when you're a little kid,
it doesn't matter. Grandpa.
In fact, I had seven grandparents, and I didn't know why. I just bragged on it to my friends, because they usually had four, if they were all alive. And I had seven. And we used to differentiate them by the car they drove. Where are we going? Grandpa with the Oldsmobile. Who's coming over? Grandpa with the Chevy. But again, I was a dopey little kid. And part of me remains stuck there. But that's another discussion for another time. Billy is our first caller at 272-9228. Hello, Billy.
What's going on, Greg?
You're asking the wrong guy. I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, you know, Greg, you're asking.
What?
When is Hillary Clinton and her entourage is when are they going to be held to par for what they've been doing?
Mm-hmm.
The answer, my friend, is never. It's never going to happen. There's a radio host that comes on before you do, name of Dan Morris. And I really like Dan. He's really good. But I get tired of him pumping all this sunshine saying that, the Democratic Party's. This is going to happen. This is going to happen.
Well, with all due respect, I need Dan Morris pumping sunshine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and nobody would be in a better position to know where the sunshine is than Dan Morris. I mean,
he's connected.
But the bottom line is that the woman is never going to go to jail. Her and her husband have made a living out of doing what they do the best, and that's screwing the American public, taking advantage of this country. I mean, look what they did when Bill was in the White House. I mean, they rented out the Lincoln Press. I mean, come on. She stole China. I mean, how stupid and dumb is that? But they can do this stuff.
Well, they get away with it because the media only holds one party accountable.
Exactly right.
I think there's an awakening to that going on. I would like to think there would be anyway.
Well, there's an awakening, okay, and that awakening happened when Donald Trump was elected president, okay?
Yeah.
The common man stood up and said, enough's enough. I'm tired of this bullcrap. I don't believe what you're pumping out here for us to try to understand. But here's what's happened since then. Those people, myself included, we all been demonized now, okay? We are deplorable, all right? And if anything that the Democratic Party can do in their power to lessen our voice, you look at Fox News, how they've been censored since the election, okay?
And I don't think Fox News has been censored. I think Fox News is making an overt attempt to go more left. Changed hands, Murdoch's kids are not, I guess, like the old man. And you're pretty much down to Hannity, Ingram, and Tucker Carlson, and trust me, when they have an opportunity to dump them, they will.
And look at the censorship on the on social media now. Look at YouTube. There are things that you could log onto on YouTube that's no longer available anymore. All that's been taken down, and things that really hurt Hillary during the campaign, those sites are gone now. They no longer exist. So. Right now, Greg, you're an endangered species. In 5 years, I promise you this.
And when they come for me, will you be there to stand up for me?
Greg, I'm talking to you right now, locked and loaded. Okay? So I dare anybody to try to take my rights away. Okay? I'm locked and loaded as I speak, my friend.
I appreciate your call, Billy, and your passion. I really do. But we got to take a step back for a second. We've been here. We've been here in the early days of the Obama administration. Oh, they're going to shut down conservative talk radio. They're going to use bring back the fairness doctrine or some other crap. Now, I don't want that to happen. But if I had to survive doing non-political stuff, I did it for a long time. We do it in the morning every day, pretty much. So, but that's not what this show is. This show is a reality show. It's based on what's happening today and what we think about it. Steve Bannon to Trish, releasing Trump-Ukraine phone transcript sets terrible precedent. Does it, or is that a good thing? Because
duh.
Trump said, hey, here it is. What's your beef? What's your problem with this particular call? They've given him no choice on stuff like this. He's got nothing to hide. He's done nothing wrong. And he's been under assault from a lynch mob since before he even took office.
His follow-up statement was, you give them an inch and they'll subpoena a mile. And that's true.
That's a brilliant... I love that.
Yeah.
And it is true. Because they have no shame. They have deep pockets. So this one doesn't work out. Here's what we've got lined up. Here's the next three or four impeachable offenses or scandals that we're going to use our media toadies to push on the public. They're disgusting. And I tell you, here's at the bottom of it all. At the bottom of it all, my thought always ends up here. What kind of country do they want to live in? What's wrong with prosperity? What's wrong with just about anybody that wants to work can and make a good wage? All these things that have improved over 3 years, they don't want this. For some reason, they want to run our lives. How did this country get to the point it did and win a war and all that without the beneficiary or the benefit of these geniuses that are now and the stuff they're doing? I mean, it's everywhere. You can't keep up with it. It's like trying to chase a fart bubble out from under your mattress. That's over here. Then you push it and it goes over there. This is what we've been... Look, the other day we had a call and there was a legitimate story about a school in Louisiana that's asking eighth graders if they're bisexual or lesbian and if they've ever had oral sex. This is happening. And not just there. But what are we doing about it? You can't call me. I can't change that. I can only spread awareness that for some reason schools find it necessary to ask these questions. This is where you can point to 1,000 things as the problem, but the biggest one is our education system has become one big indoctrination center. What are we going to do about that? How do we fix that?
Need to get rid of our apathy.
Yeah. That would be a good start. David, I'll be with you in a sec. Give me a moment to remind everybody about a place that has your next living room set or bedroom set or that next comfortable recliner you need to enjoy football on Saturday afternoons. It's a Kaiser Fine Furniture. I know it is because if you can't find what you're looking for at Kaiser, it hasn't been built. It doesn't exist. And not only that, they have it at a great price. And when you buy anything at Kaiser, keep this in mind too, you save 1.5% on the sales tax because they're just beyond the greedy reach of the Montgomery sales tax, 10%. Tithing the government, I've never understood it. Kaiser is a unimposed, it's not one of these glossy with different colors. It's a functional building on the east side of 231 Chicago, north 4044 Wetumpka Road, and it's big. I always recommend wear comfortable shoes when you go furniture shopping there because there's a lot to see. Stella is our pal there. She'll be happy along with the others to help you navigate the aisles and aisles of choices. But just know this, you'll find what you're looking for, you're going to get it at a great price, and you're going to pay less in taxes at Kaiser Fine Furniture. Look them up and like them on Facebook. David.
Stella! Hey, you know, I think that ultimately, the ultimate prize for the Democrats is not so much, you know, the reason that they're trying Trump out of there is the damage that he's doing to them through the federal court and with the Supreme Court with his choice. And they know that Ginsburg is not going to make it another 4 years
right
on the Supreme Court. They have to get him out of there to try and stop from another appointment on that Supreme Court. And they'll do anything to stop that from happening.
Well, yeah, there's that, but you know, there are a lot of seniors on that bench. Clarence Thomas, the one guy we thought was going to be the rock solid Chief Justice Well, I don't know who got to him, but we know he's not what we thought or what we were sold.
Yeah.
Big disappointment.
He's really turned into a moderate. So, you know, somebody got the dirt on him and gave him an ultimatum.
Yeah.
So, you know, but they'll just absolutely lose their minds if this doesn't work out if he gets reelected.
Oh, if he gets reelected, I'm sure they already have plans on how they're going to burn America down.
Oh, yeah. It's never going to stop.
So make sure you have your guns.
Even if he gets reelected. Yeah.
Because they will go crazy.
It's going to absolutely... they will double down on impeachment and investigation if Trump survives this and gets reelected. I guarantee you.
Hey.
This will be like a walk in the park compared to his second.
And you know what? At some point, they're going to find out. And David, thank you for the call. I got to take a break.
Yeah.
At one point, they're going to find out what you'll find out with any creature, no matter how small. When it's backed into a corner, it's like that skink that was fighting for its life to get out of the pool and get saved. Now, I helped it out. I don't expect an award for that. But what impressed me from that moment, this thing was fighting with all its life to survive its tumble into the pool. For some reason, that just remains stuck in my head, that instinct, that survival. At some point, even a chihuahua or any small creature, even a bunny, when it's time to survive, they will. They have not pushed us there yet, but we're getting damn close.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Cryer and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylouquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylouquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
Upgrade your commute with Audible. Get 100% ad-free listening anytime, anywhere with the Audible app. Be inspired by Mel Robbins' Take Control of Your Life, Malcolm Gladwell's Talking to Strangers, and Rachel Hollis's Girl Stop Apologizing. Or listen to Stephen King's latest thriller, The Institute, on your commute. Use the app to hear an amazing story or learn something new, and let Audible give you the edge. Download the Audible app, start a free 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is on us.
Now that you can get your favorite Chili's 3 for 10 meals delivered, anywhere can be your own personal Chili's. So?
Hi, welcome to my house.
Welcome to the meat lover section of my in-laws' vegan barbecue. Burgers, finally.
Welcome to my therapist's office, where it's okay to eat your feelings and quesadillas.
Welcome to Chili's Delivery. Order online at chilis.com/delivery and get all your favorite 3 for 10 meals, like Cajun chicken pasta, delivered right to you wherever you are. At participating restaurants only. 3 for 10 not available via third-party platforms. Delivery fees apply.
Tuesday, October 1st, you can hear one full hour of the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest at 6 p.m. One full hour of fun and some great financial advice. Tuesday, October 1st on News Talk 93.1.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is October 1st, CD Player Day. It's a day to appreciate the immaculate quality of the compact disc. Until the disc gets a tiny scratch and it starts doing this. Have a jamming CD Player Day.
October 1st already, hard to believe.
I know it. This year has flown by.
David Blackman will be joining us at 3:35. He of dbdailyupdate.com and wrote a powerful blog today, which we will post a little bit later. Want to have him talk about it. Just scanning the headline. Well, Steve Bannon thinks Hillary's going to run again. Would anybody be surprised if she did?
No.
Because she lives in the isolation booth of the $64,000 question. She really thinks that people would still love to see her in the White House. As she walks around the country sort of aimlessly, I'm sure hammered half the time, in that Dr. Evil dress, the triangle dress. mumbling to herself.
She and Chelsea were on Stephen Colbert last night.
I don't want to hear about it.
No.
I heard, already heard one clip from Colbert today. Lock him up. That was the, so what's he, pay people to come in there and watch that piece of crap show of his?
They were there promoting their book.
Oh, they have a book now?
Mm-hmm.
In the fiction department of your local store. What, a book about what?
Women.
Oh, well, God, I mean, can you think of two women who better represent America than those two? Let's start with the fact that there's good reason to believe that, well, Hillary may be her mother, but I'm not too sure about Bill as the father. That web, have you ever seen the Webb Hubble pictures?
No, but I've heard.
Yeah, we have, that's something Terry Adams and I have discussed and we've looked at. I don't mean to be cruel. The other day, though, Chelsea made some kind of, I forget who it was about, whether it was Trump or Trump's kid, and her immediate feedback on social media was, have you noticed who your parents are? You're really not in a position, Chelsea, to chow down on somebody else's parenting skills when your dad was chasing, you know, interns less than half his age around the White House and all of that.
Maybe this book is a precursor. It's the Book of Gutsy Women.
That's what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Hillary has gotten a little chunky in her old age. She's got the gut, no doubt about it. So Steve Bannon says she's going to run. She has no chance. There is no chance. I really don't own anything, so I don't have a lot to bet. I mean, I'm basically a paycheck-to-paycheck guy. So, but I would be willing to bet something that she has. I mean, I'll bet two things. A, they're not going to get Trump out. And B, Hillary is never going to be president of his country. Of course, we heard a few people say that about Trump, too, that there was no chance he was going to win, but he did. I did see this book on a stack at Costco, Judge Jeanine Pirro, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America. Does everybody understand that the life you lead today, everything that you love and enjoy on a routine basis, and maybe that's the problem. We're so spoiled and everything is so routine, we don't understand that there are people that want to send us into an Amish existence. They want to take away the car. They want you to do the work that they tell you to do. They'll let you know what is okay for the environment for you to eat, but it won't be steak or beef.
I'll tell you what changes your perspective is a trip to a third world country.
Well, that's what, why would they want us to become
one? Oh my
one?
Gosh.
I mean, you don't have to go to Venezuela. Read the news. It's horrible. Marco Rubio bombshell. Now, this is a moment where I kind of miss Joey. Marco Rubio bombshell. Democrats plan voter fraud day after midterm election, and there's proof. So we'll have to look into that a little bit later. But we got David Blackman coming up. In the meantime, one benefit to the economy as it sits now is lowering interest rates. They've been low. They're going lower. Morris Capuano would love to have the chance to get you into a home. And the best way to do it is to get pre-approved. So when you go out home shopping, you have leverage. Look, we're already approved for a mortgage. So here's our offer. And there's plenty of great real estate buying opportunities. Almost anybody that's renting can buy for less per month. And you don't have to have a ton of money to put down to do that. Let Morris, in his partnership with Renaissance Bank, get the ball rolling. Just call 409-9300. You're not obligated if you just call to find out where you might sit. 409-9300. And take advantage of Renaissance Bank's numerous programs to help people that may have had credit issues or the low down payment issue, whatever it is, at least give them a chance. 409-9300, Morris Capuano, Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 402669. David Blackman coming up. It's 3:31.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
With another update, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic on the Eastern Boulevard between Vaughn and Woodmere Boulevard about midway. You're going to see an accident there. Might be causing a bit of a slowdown on the Eastern Boulevard just past Vaughn Road. Other than that, everything seems to be moving smooth right now. The interstates are looking good. 85-65, 231 to Wetumpka clear. No issues that we know of other than the accident on the Eastern Boulevard just past Vaughn. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. And Friday is $5 chicken leg quarters, baked beans, and slaw night. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A husband and wife from Wetumpka called because their cash flow was a bit sickly. The Mrs., who was a nurse, told us they weren't able to breathe life back into their savings. And that's where Alabama Home Mortgage stepped in.
Alabama Home Mortgage lowered their rate by 2%, saving them $380 a month. And check this out. They were able to pay off $22,000 in credit card debt.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Ivey is urging people to update their driver's licenses to Star ID, which will be required next year for air travel. Star ID is Alabama's version of the federal Real ID program. Beginning October 1st, 2020, people will need the upgraded IDs or passport to board domestic flights. It'll also be needed to enter certain federal buildings. The newly formed Montgomery County Task Force has made its first arrest. 37-year-old Christopher Johnson is charged with murder in the 2012 shooting death of 23-year-old Artrivis Perry in his home. The Virginia man who police say killed the wife, son, and mother-in-law of Montgomery Biscuits pitcher Blake Bivens may have operated under some kind of religious motivation. Pittsville County authorities say when they accessed the cell phone of the suspect, 18-year-old Matthew Bernard, there was possible audio diary that included Bernard's visions and things he had, quote, heard from God. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you can just hang out a few more days, we see a major pattern change ahead, but it's still about a week away. For tonight, mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature 72, Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, high temperatures in the upper 90s each day. We're still dry, and each day we're likely to tie or break the record highs. That pattern continues. Over the weekend, temperatures come down a notch. High temperatures 92 to 94. That's a start. Isolated to widely scattered storms will be around. Then early next week, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front. And that cold front will also bring major temperature relief by the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Now that we have your undivided attention, breaking news from my house, it's raining there. It hasn't rained at my house since September.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The country is in turmoil, but through the dust, a new figure will rise. A pioneer ready to usher in a new era.
I'm back!
Hillary Clinton, 2020.
I've been licking my wounds for 3 years. It's time, America. I mean, it was time before, too, but this time, it's really time.
Hillary Clinton, a proven leader and a proven winner.
That's right. I'm a winner. Unless you count the last 2 times.
Hillary Clinton, destroyer of Democratic Party hopes and dreams.
But I've put all that behind me. No more baskets of deplorables. Now they're repositories of reprehensibles. Rolls off the tongue.
Hillary Clinton, 2020.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I apologize in advance for ruining another election.
Steve Bannon says she's going to do it. And that note, we join from somewhere in Texas. One of my must-read everyday bloggers. In fact, the best of the bunch, David Blackman from dbdailyupdate.com. Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, man, it hadn't rained in my house since August, man.
That long? So you're going through it, too. I mean, we've had this, it must be climate change, except for that foot of snow they got in Montana before October started. And we do have cooler weather coming in about, a week, something like that? Mm-hmm.
Next week.
But we have set 7 days in a row a new high record.
Yeah.
But it happens. You know, we had a year like this in 2007. In fact, the record that we broke today has stood since 1954. So it's not, like, unprecedented, even though Greta Thunberg would have you believe otherwise.
David, the Swedish church said she's the new Jesus Christ, man. You know, that's pretty something special, I guess.
Interestingly enough, a tape has surfaced. I forget the young woman's name, but it's kind of like Greta Thunberg. It looks like it was made from a Scrabble pile. And she spoke to the UN in 1992 about gloom and doom, you know. And in the mid-80s.
Oh, yeah, this has been going on forever. This is just the same tactic over and over and over again.
Yes, in the mid-80s, I remember reading in the Sunday Miami Herald, which is a newspaper that was very kind to me during my years down there, that the Atlantic Ocean would be lapping up on US-1 by the year 2000.
Sure.
It's still where it was in 1986, and it's going to be there in 2086.
Yeah, and by the way, that report came 10 years after Paul Ehrlich guaranteed us we were all going to be in a new ice age by 1990. So, you know, I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and the narrative changes, but the reality is they're lying about pretty much everything, and it's really kind of sad using these kids as human shields like they do.
I republished your blog on my page just now, but they've been increasing. There's with each day, and I'm just observing because I read you every day, the urgency and your reaction to what's going on now. Today, though, I read the opening quote there. First they came for the socialists. I did not speak out because I was not, and it goes on, until there was nobody left to speak for me. And anybody that can't see a parallel between what you're describing there and what's happening here in America right now is woefully ignorant, in my opinion.
Oh, it's awful. It's very distressing. And look, if the Republicans in Congress don't wake up, and of course, I've been saying this for 30 years, you know, there's a war going on for the soul of this country, and only one side's fighting it. Unfortunately, we can't rely on our Republican representatives to defend their own president, and that's you know, other than a handful of them who will go do an occasional interview on Fox News and think they've actually accomplished something positive, like Lindsey Graham and a few others. We need to have 300 of those people out there every day clamoring to get on every news media outlet in the country.
I want to see more Jim Jordans.
What is going on? Yeah, well, Jim Jordan's stellar. You know, the guy's a rock star. And yeah. So is Matt Getz. And,
yep.
You know, Mark Meadows. There's a handful of them. They're all members of the Freedom Caucus. You get out of that 40-member Freedom Caucus, and the rest of, the other 150 Republicans in the House are essentially useless. I mean, what are they doing? They're all back home doing fundraisers, not talking about this, not defending the president, not condemning the Democrats, pretending the Democrats, are their friends somehow, the people who are actively attempting to destroy this country as a free and democratic republic, are their friends, right? And I get so sick of hearing that nonsense. It just drives me out of my mind. We're in a state of emergency here.
Yeah.
And the Democrats are only going to continue, and the media are going to continue to double down and ramp up all of this. The whole strategy is designed to wear everybody down, to we just throw our hands up and say, okay, take Trump, just leave me alone. And, I guarantee you, if these polls continue to go the wrong way and they get worse in terms of the amount of support for impeaching the president out there, you're going to have a lot of weak-kneed Republicans in the Senate who are ready to go vote the wrong way, and that's when this country will be lost.
Yes,
frankly, if that happens.
Impeach him for what? I've been playing this clip 5 seconds.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against us.
I'm sure you've heard that 1,000 times.
Yeah, well,
there's a vice president leveraging.
He got fired. Yeah.
We'll take our $1 billion and go home if you don't fire the prosecutor. Why? Trump didn't do anything. He put the transcript out there. Then some. That's a mistake because I don't know who to believe. I don't know what to listen to anymore. It's making me nuts.
Well, people are saying that's a mistake because no one's ever released one of those transcripts before, and it is going to make it harder for any president in the future to have those conversations with leaders of foreign countries. But the Democrats, pushed this until he had no choice. And he got the Ukrainian president sign off to do it in advance. So, he called their bluff. And that, frankly, was something they didn't anticipate. And they've spent the last several days trying to figure out where to move next.
Can you give me?
But this is deadly serious. A deadly serious situation, and everybody should be very concerned about it.
I see some of that concern turning up in the market numbers today too. Can you give me a couple of minutes here? Earlier in the show, I said when this thing goes away, they've already got the next fake impeachable offense lined up and ready to go.
Oh sure,
and
yeah, absolutely.
That goes. I thought I was really brilliant saying that, then I realized I stole it from your blog yesterday. So if you can hang on, give us 2 minutes, we'll come right back to you because I want to talk about the deep state and the fake whistleblowers that are on the way, okay?
Okay.
Hang on. David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com and today's blog posted on my page, but once you've gone there, I urge you to browse around and read some of the others. Lewis Lawn, we are, in a way, they're kind of like a car dealership and the mowers come with model years, and the 2020s will be coming in, and they would like to clear their 2019 inventory, so it's a great time to buy. Yeah, the grass has kind of gone dormant due to severe lack of rain and all that, but it usually slows down at this time of the year. So if you're ready for something new and you want a great deal, go see Chad Sasser. They've got not only the Zero Turn X Marks and Echoes and Toros, they have tractor style mowers as well in the brand new showroom they opened this year. And, of course, the great steel product line, Shindawa, and more. So whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a pro, buy from a place that can honor the warranty card that comes with your product. You'll appreciate the backup and service you'll get at Lewis Lawn. 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, and their number is 244-9191.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery, 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper, and thank you, Chancellor.
Wouldn't you like to be a Pepper, too? I could do a whole show of Joe Biden gaffes.
You really could. You could fill 3 hours.
Yeah. But it looks like even the left is starting to see Joe in a very dim light. It would be nice to see something actually come from... I mean, I posted today the picture of Joe and Hunter and the Ukraine playing golf in 2015.
Yeah. He was our point man on Ukrainian policy for 6 or 7 years there, you know. And I guess, you know, Hunter must have made several million dollars during that period of time. It's awesome. Great gig if you can get it.
So I think we're in concert in the thinking that whatever, can't even remember, what is the current, the Ukraine. There's another one they've got teed up and ready to follow this, and we're going to hear nothing but this. And my hope is the country's going to say, what are you doing in the meantime about the problems we need to address? And the answer from the Democrats is nothing. So
yeah. Well, and you hope that. The problem, of course, is that you have the news media, 98% of the news media, just repeating the Democrats-approved messages that come out of the DNC every day.
Yeah.
Ad nauseum, 24 hours a day, and that's all people hear, you know? And most people have lives to live. They don't pay a lot of attention to this, and so they turn on their TV occasionally and they hear President Trump has done so-and-so, and they just kind of assume it's true, you know? So many people assume that if it's on television or they read it on the Internet, well, it must be true, right? Which, of course, is you know, exactly the opposite is the reality of the situation. And so right now, you know, since Pelosi made her speech last week doing her fake impeachment, which is really not an impeachment exercise, a formal impeachment exercise, the polls have shifted by about 8% against, you know, in favor now. A small majority favors moving forward with the impeachment inquiry, but look, you always are going to reach your polling high point on something like this within the first week or two after the event becomes public. And then, as the truth will eventually filter down to, you know, the most people. And so those polls will eventually turn around. It's why Pelosi, when she started this, had a goal of getting articles of impeachment done by the end of October. Well, but then Trump called her bluff, released the transcript, released the complaint publicly, you know, declassified that. And so they've had to regroup now, and they realize, oh, we're going to have to come at him with more whistleblowers. So what everybody needs to understand is, and now she's pushed, you know, she's saying, well, we're going to have articles out by the end of the year. Right, so she's giving herself another 2 months for more of these fake whistleblowers to become public and try to beat, you know, the drum of public opinion in their favor again. Because she knows it's all going to fade if it's just this one. So everybody just needs to buckle up, because this is going to become a rougher ride than it already is.
Oh, God.
Well, and it's just as predictable as the day is long, man.
Is there any hope at all that William Barr is going to get off his keister and start making some of them accountable.
Yeah, the Democrats seem worried about it. I will say that. You know, these articles that have come out over the last couple of days, trying to make it some kind of a scandal that he's actually asking for help from the three governments, the Ukraine, Italy, and Australia, whose spies actually helped the Hillary Clinton campaign in 2016. You know, he's requested, you know, information from those governments about all that, which is a perfectly normal piece of his actual job, doing his actual job that Jeff Sessions would do.
Right.
And, you know, so the fact that the New York Times and the Washington Post are going to all the trouble to try to make this look like a scandal tells me they're actually very concerned about what Barr and Durham are doing. So, you know, maybe I've misjudged him. I hope I have. I hope he's really, you know, going down this road in a real way. We'll just have to wait and see. I mean, he certainly needs to be if the president is going to have any help at all. So,
I also noticed in the piece that you shared on your blog by Larry Schweikart, seen a couple of things. One is that impeachment might be doing Trump a favor because he can call anybody and compel them to testify, including Obama.
If it goes to a trial in the Senate, that's true. Now, Pelosi has set this up to where the Republicans have absolutely zero voice in what happens in the House, which is patently unconstitutional, but
yeah, well,
that's what she's done.
We don't let that thing get in the way of our business.
But yeah, if it goes to a trial in the Senate, then yeah. Yes, the president can call witnesses, and you have Rudy Giuliani and some very good lawyers, you know, running the show for the president, and yeah, all that will become public. So, you know, the Democrats had better be really, really careful what they ask for.
I am hoping for that against hope, like you are, that we're going to get. I can't believe that Trump is not orchestrating something that's going to play in his favor. He doesn't like to lose. And he sees the same polling data you referred to. And if it goes enough in that direction, he may just, you know.
Well, here's what's interesting about it to me is that yes, those impeachment polls, you know, and the ones I've seen so far have all been conducted by major media organizations. So I'm still waiting for one from a legitimate polling organization to tell me that those numbers are really real. But at the same time, the president's job approval rating, the public approval rating, has stayed pretty stable. I mean, he's still at 49% in Rasmussen today.
That's darn good,
so,
too.
Yeah, and I mean, his average is still right up, just barely below 45 in the Real Clear Politics average. So that tells me that, you know, these impeachment polls, I'm not sure they're really judging what they think they're judging.
I'll tell you what, I know there's a Women for America First are having a big rally in D.C. in a couple of weeks. Our buddies, the bikers, say they're going to be descending on D.C. pretty soon. Because maybe there's a good chance that people are just sick of this. And they like what's happening in the country. They've had good news for the first time in years. And the same anger that put Donald Trump in the White House could also, I mean, I foresee the possibility that we could see a movement that would make the Tea Party look like a real Tea Party.
Well, I tell you what I would love to see, and I, you know, unfortunately the Republicans have never been very good at organizing this kind of things, but I would just love to see about 3 million ordinary Americans arrange a day to show up in Washington and just shut the nation's capital down for a couple of days. Just quietly, you know, not have a big rally, not have a bunch of yelling and screaming people, but just be there.
The greatest thing I ever attended.
Message.
The greatest thing I ever attended was September 10th, 2009, on the Mall in D.C., the first big national Tea Party rally. There were over a million people there.
Right.
You couldn't have asked to be around a million nicer people. Right. Everybody cleaned up their space. When it was at the end of the day, when I went back to Union Station to take the train back to Montgomery, every cigarette butt had been picked off the grass.
Right.
No, there was no trouble, no arrests. the park police said this is the biggest crowd they had seen since LBJ's inauguration. Coming back, I couldn't wait to read about this the next day. How could this not be all over the front? So I stopped in Raleigh on the train, got out, got the morning newspaper. There were like two paragraphs in the second section on this, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I knew there's this. We don't have a media here. They're full of crap.
No, it's completely corrupt. You know, our media establishment is not just biased, it's corrupt. And, they have an agenda, and their agenda is to bend the news every day to the Democrat Party's will basically. And that's what they do. And so we just have to realize that and find other ways to influence the politicians. But, it had a media blackout on that demonstration, but you could tell by the reaction from the Democrats to that that they sure noticed it.
Yeah, it was hard not to. I mean, it was wall-to-wall, all the way down Constitution Avenue to the Washington Monument from the steps of the Capitol. And it was like a conservative Woodstock. It was an amazing thing to be a part of. David, we're out of time, but those of you listening, dbdailyupdate.com, today's blog is posted. I urge you to go through and read some of the previous posts, including this history lesson on impeachment from Larry Schwarkert. And then, David, we'll talk again next week and see what's happened between today and then.
All right, man. I'll be here.
I appreciate your time so much. Thank you.
All right. Pray for rain.
All right. Yeah, we will. We had a little at my house. I don't know if it was measurable or not, but we will be back. We've got traffic, Fox News, and then two more in our guest sidekick program.
Keeping you updated on the ride home, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Eastern Boulevard between Vaughn and Woodmere. This is going to be right in front of Baumhauer's. There's an accident that is still causing some problems right there. Use caution in the area. Hopefully, they're getting that cleaned up and getting it out of your way. Interstate's looking good. 65 north and southbound out of Montgomery this afternoon. 85 looks good on the way out. No real issues to tell you about, but traffic is a little heavy on the Eastern Boulevard this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
CBS Tonight has all new action. First on a new NCIS, Ziva's returned.
You lied to me.
I'm sorry.
Now find out why.
This cannot be what it looks like.
A new NCIS. Then on a new FBI, a kidnapping reveals a social media star's darkest secrets.
This stops right now.
A new FBI followed by a new NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tonight.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,